Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 8.
Can't believe it's 8. I know, I say that every time. Don't even tell me I say it every time because, well...
You do.
Well, okay, I might.
Yes, you do.
I might. Anyway.
So anyway.
We digress again.
So today we're going to talk about dating. Do you remember when we were dating?
Oh, yeah.
So
I remember
we often think of dating as what we did when before we got married, when you were courting each other, getting to know each other, and you did special things together. But lots of times dating gets lost once you get married. Mm-hmm. And we forget to take special time together as a couple to grow our relationship, to actually nourish is more the word I'm looking for than grow, to nourish our relationship. And so I came up with a phrase, I'm sure it was Holy Spirit inspired, about the daily date, where we take some kind of time during the day to spend together. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. But when we were looking in the Word, we found even Jesus thought it was important to get away from the hustle and bustle of every day.
Yep. So Mark 6, and this is in the Passion Translation, Mark 6:31 says, there was such a swirl of activity around Jesus with so many people coming and going that they were unable to even eat a meal. So Jesus said to his disciples, come, let's go. Let's take a break and find a secluded place where you can rest a while. So even for them, I mean, I can only imagine how busy they were, mm-hmm. with all the ministry and all the stuff that they were doing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Lord knew that it was important just to go somewhere and just take a break.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. So when we were dating in the beginning, we would go places. We would go out to eat or we would go to movies. We did a lot of things that cost a lot of money. But then I think we got out of the habit of dating because when we first got married then and we had Ashley was born 3 weeks before our first anniversary. So we quickly had a baby and a family, mm-hmm. and bills and.
Yeah. Now what do we do?
Yeah. And so there wasn't a lot of money and there wasn't a lot of time. And we lost sight of dating for quite a long time.
Yeah, we did. And then, you know, just because of you working, me working, with Ashley and daycare and just taking care of her and, you know, all the stuff that went along with it. It's just so easy just to get caught up in the busyness of the day. And then, you know, and then sometimes when you have, shall we say, disagreements, mm-hmm. And stuff like that, you know, it's real easy just to get caught up in the moment, mm-hmm. so to speak. And that's one of the nice things about doing the daily date or just, you know, it doesn't have to be real long or any, you know, real long or real involved, but just a little bit of a time together away from the hustle and bustle and different things of the day, just to kind of talk and relax and regroup and communicate more and clearly and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that we try to do is, there are some times during the week where we're not home, mm-hmm. at supper time together. We call our evening meal supper. Some you might call it dinner, but the evening meal, we're not home together. But when we are home, we used to, for years and years and years, we sat in our chairs, which is not good. It's not healthy, and it's not good for your relationship. We sat in our chairs in front of the TV, and we ate our meals on this. Now, of course, this is, we've been empty nesters for quite some time now, and so we would just be in the chairs in front of the tube, watching whatever was on the screen in front of us. And then a couple of years ago, we got rid of cable. But even before then, I was like, this isn't good for us. It's not good for our eating habits. It's not good for our relationship. Let's have dinner at the table. And so we really made a concerted effort to sit down at the table. And first, it was just a couple times a week that we did that. But now we don't have cable anymore, so we sit down and we have dinner at the table.
Yeah. Well, and the bad thing about when we were sitting in our chairs in front of the TV is it was one of those times when we were together, but we really weren't together. I mean, there really wasn't any, I mean, other than, passing the salt and pepper back and forth or something like that. There really wasn't any interaction. We were just basically watching TV and that was it. There was not really any interaction or anything, which at least, when you sit at the table across from each other and, then we're talking and interacting and all that fun stuff.
Well, and we have friends who they both work. They also are empty nesters. And one day, the wife came home from work, and she decided to make a pot of coffee. She decided she needed an afternoon pick me up, and so she made a pot of coffee. And her husband got home shortly after, and so she poured him a cup of coffee, and they went out and sat on the porch. And they enjoyed their time together so much, just, catching up on what the day was like and unwinding from the day, getting a little bit of pick me up to get them through the rest of their night with the coffee, that they started to make that a daily routine. So that was their daily date, was having coffee together at 4 o'clock every afternoon.
And and sometimes, I mean, because we've gone through where we'll, you might say something or I might say something about, oh, well, let's do such and such tomorrow, and make a plan for a little bit of a, a dinner date or, just a few minute date or something like that. But sometimes it's just spontaneous where it's like, hey, you want to go for a walk? Hey, you want to go on the back porch or you want to do this, you want to do that, so it can be spontaneous as well. It's just the important thing is just to take some time to just to be together.
And we do a lot of low cost options. We in the fall, when we live in a area where the leaves change color in the fall, and so we like to get in the car and go for a ride for an hour and just look at the color of the changing leaves. Or we have a lot of birds in our yard, so when we enjoy bird watching and attracting the different birds, feeding the birds. Wayne keeps all our bird feeders filled up, and we'll just go sit on the porch, like Wayne said, and just watch the birds for a couple of minutes. And we know some of you might be in the thick of raising children, and so you don't really have an hour of quiet. You don't have, you're running to different activities with the kids. You might have small children that constantly demand your attention. Even if you can do a 15-minute daily date where you go into another room and just talk to each other for 15 minutes, or you go out on your porch and watch the sun go down together, or you just go stand in a room and hug each other for 5 minutes, just something to make that close connection during the day.
Well, and don't be afraid to use technology. I mean, things are so much different than what they were when we had a baby. I know with our grandsons, just the technology of, they had a baby monitor, which, our monitor, I don't even think we really had a baby monitor or anything like that, but
No, we didn't have a baby
yeah,
monitor.
as I say,
They
that
didn't
was,
have them
yeah,
then.
that was if that would have been like if the dog heard the baby do something and he'd bark and let us know, I guess. I don't know. We really, we always kept a good ear out for her, but, now they have electronic monitors, not only audio, but, audio-visual, where you can actually see what the baby's doing. So, if you do put the baby down for a nap or something like that, you can, take some time and you can still keep an eye on the baby or the little ones to see what's going on.
And you can check in your community if you do have time to get away. at least maybe one evening a week or sometime on the weekend. Check your community for free things. There's often lots of, more so in the nice weather. It's a little more challenging in the winter weather when it's cold outside, but lots of times there's, I know in our area, there's free concerts in the park, and there's different lectures. There's lots of times the local museum will have some special exhibit, and it's not very expensive to go. Or you can get, I know in the area where we live, you can get passes for the local museum at the library so that you don't have to pay for them. You just check out the passes with your library card. So you can check calendars of events. Lots of communities have Facebook pages and they post things that are going on. There's lots of things that you can find that don't cost any money. So you can do it when you're, even when you're on a really tight budget.
Yeah, and the nice thing now is, with technology, if you just Google your local area, like if you have a weekend you want to look for something special to do or something, just Google free events with your area, things to do free and or no cost in your area, and things will just pop right up. It's crazy, all the different things that they have. So I know down here they, I think it's in, I work right now about 20 minutes for about 20 miles from here. And talking to somebody who took their kids, their grandkids actually, on a scavenger hunt, which there was actually a community that had this different areas where they would get these clues, and they would have these little toy, little items hidden in different places where it was easy for kids to find them, but they would travel around and do this scavenger hunt like on a Saturday or something like that.
We know one couple who was all excited. Our community came out with an ice cream tour, and you got a
Yep.
what do you call that? A pass. You got a passport. They call
Passport.
it a passport. You picked up at whatever ice cream shop you started out with, and then every time you went to a different ice cream shop, you got your passport stamped, and then there were prizes. And I think they got t-shirts, and
Something like that, yeah.
there was something else that they did, and it cost them the price of a couple of ice cream cones to do that. And it was a fun thing to do on an evening or on the weekend. So there's lots of different things you can do. And as I said earlier, we realized if you are in the middle of raising a family and you have kids, make sure you steal away for a 10-minute daily date, but also have family dates. It's really important now, especially kids are so sucked into electronics. They're part of their everyday life. They're part of school because they're using iPads in school. And you may be doing a really good job of managing technology in your home the best you can, but kids have to use it to research their for their homework, and they have to use it for assignments. They have to be in group chats. They have to do lots of different things, and so it's hard to avoid it altogether. So it's really critical that you take time as a family to do things together, and that could be some of the things like Wayne was talking about. They're even fun for just a couple to do, but like doing a scavenger hunt, doing a free concert, doing the ice cream tour, doing making sure family dinner is a big thing. We always did family dinner, and there was a radio drama on that we really enjoyed. It was put out by Focus of the Family. It's still on. I actually heard it on the radio tonight when I was driving home tonight. I had a radio station on that had it on. I know radio seems kind of old-fashioned, but you can get it on the
On the
internet.
internet.
But it's called Adventures of Eva in Ad, Edvo. I can't even
Adventures
talk.
in
Thank
Odyssey.
you. Thank
You're
you. I needed
welcome.
some help there. Thank you. Adventures in Odyssey. And it was a fun story. And I think we actually enjoyed it as much as our daughter did.
If not more.
And so we would have discussion about the day until it was time for that radio drama to come on. And then we would listen to that while we were chewing our food and eating. And then we would discuss it's only like a 20-minute thing. Then we would discuss it when it was over about what happened, like what dilemmas the kids in the drama faced and what the solutions were and how they saw God at work in it. And so you can even do something like that, make dinner time. It doesn't just have to be conversation, although that's great, but you can make it interactive too with, around something else. So
And you don't even have to do anything that's Looking at different things to do. I mean, even if there's nothing in your area, you can always just use your imagination, make up a game or something like that, or if it's with, if you're doing it with a kid or kids or whatever, make up some kind of fun game. Or our boys are old enough now. I like to make sure they're paying attention. I'll ask them questions about different things, like did they see this? Did they see that? Especially in the on driving. Well, and we started making a game now. A story game we've been doing with the boys, where one will, like if we're driving, we'll do it a lot, but one will start the story, and basically a once upon a time, you'll do like three or four words, and then the next person will pick up the story, and then the next person will pick up the story. And it, there are no guidelines other than, use your three words and keep the story going. And it's crazy where these stories end up.
Yeah, they get pretty outlandish sometimes, but they're pretty funny. Well, and that speaking of games, that reminds me, that's something that we like to do in the evening is we have a favorite card game that we like called Five Crowns, and we like to play that game at night. We'll play a hand of that and around, I guess the hands are the individual. There's 13 hands in a
We'll play
game.
a game of
We'll play a game of it. Sorry. Apparently, I don't understand technical card playing terms. But anyway, so there are lots of options, but just make a point to do it. Even if you just go stand in the bathroom together, shut the door, and just talk to each other for 5 minutes before you go back out to deal with the kids. But don't, yes. So make time for the daily date. It's important. It helps build your relationship, helps maintain that intimate connection with your spouse, and it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, and the thing about it too is sometimes, there's just you just may not you may have something going on at work or something, and you just don't have a chance to really talk about it or vent about it or anything like that if you're with the kids, and just being away those couple minutes gives you a chance to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but make sure you set boundaries for that. Don't just unload on your spouse, especially if you if one of you is working outside the home and the other one is at home all the time. Make sure that you set good boundaries about asking if it's okay. I'd like to tell you about my day, or I'd like to tell you about this that happened, and that you're sharing. This is a whole other podcast we
That's a
just
whole
got
other one.
into.
Yeah, sorry, I
So
started
yeah, we'll have to talk about this another way because you just don't want to dump on your spouse. But it is a good time if, especially if you have something important that you want to talk about, I would make a special time to do that. So, all right. So hopefully we gave you some great ideas for how to do a daily date with your honey and to keep your relationship thriving and growing. All right. So until next time, we pray that God richly blesses your marriage.
And have a good night, a good week, and we'll see you. Well, actually, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.
God
Bye now.
bless. Good night.